Hey guys, it's Kim, and I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of You Are Worth the Work. If you are watching this on video, hey, I'm recording this intro on audio only, but if you are listening audio only, hey, I'm always glad that you are here however you consume this podcast. I appreciate you. Okay, so this one is a fun one because I want to introduce you to my friend Shelby. We've got a very interesting friendship in that we have never even actually met before. We met on what used to be called Twitter, and it has been friendship ever since in this kind of fit mom life, right? So let me read you her intro, and then we'll just get right into the interview because, you know, I love talking to my friends about the amazing things that they do. Okay, so meet Shelby, all the way from Canada. She is a strength and nutrition coach and the person behind the blog Fit as a Mama Bear. Obviously, I'll give you guys the link to that in the show notes. As a mom of three young girls and a coach for the past 10 years, Shelby helps make healthy food and strength training at home easy for busy moms. Her ultimate goal is to help moms increase energy, keep up with their kids, and feel confident in the skin they're in. And we're going to talk about all that from her journey into even getting into fitness and how us as moms can make sure that we're still having fun. All right, let's get to it. Hey guys, my name is Kim Sanders and welcome to You Are Worth the Work, a podcast that reminds busy moms that following your dreams ain't all rainbows and roses, but you are worth the work that it takes to thrive in this life. After you listen, please rate and review the episode. Also, if you want to connect with me, I'll have that info for you in the show notes. Let's get started. Okay, my friend Shelby's here, and I am super excited that you are on my podcast because once upon a time in a land far, far away, was it like 3 years ago?
It had to have
when
been.
When I was on your podcast, it had was to it been during like the pandemic?
I think so, like 2019-ish, 2020. How insane is that?
Because I didn't have a podcast and I'm coming up on 2 years and I don't even know how you have not been on. But I'm glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here. Like, it's weird to think about. Thankful. I was just so thankful that you were like, come on my podcast. And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Well, I was really excited to have you on. I actually stopped podcasting to focus just on the website. But I remember being so excited to have people, like, it's really nice to just chat to like-minded people. And yeah, I remember being just so excited to have conversations with everyone.
I know, it was awesome. And we are going to talk about kind of your whole journey through that and everything that you do and that you've been doing. But first, the first question I ask everybody, and don't mind my dishwasher going in the background. How do you fill up your cup? Because I talk about, you know, how busy moms and just we can do everything for everybody else. But in essence, the very first thing we should do is fill up our cup so that then we can be great for them and be great for ourselves and whatever it is we want to do. So I want to know, and they want to know, how do you fill up your cup, Shelby?
So first off, the answer is with coffee. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. But in the grand scheme of things, I use workouts to stay sane. So you know how everyone has that thing that helps them literally get through their day. So I know a lot of people have unhealthy habits and that may look like excessive coffee or alcohol or taking a walk in the forest. For me, that is working out. I feel that I can better handle anything the day throws at me so long as that session gets done. Now I'm a mom of three, so it's a little chaotic and the house is absolutely insane. I run two businesses from home, so there's not a lot of time on the workout front to get it done. But in the back of my mind, I know that I'm a better parent and I'm more focused on my work if I just show up. So that is kind of my, I have other obviously stress relievers too that I implement, but that's my biggest one is I need that morning workout.
And I think that's how we connected because I think I started working out in the mornings around 2019 or 2020, like late 2019, because that was the only way I was going to get it done. I was back at home. you know, things were just getting really hectic. And I was like, if I don't get it done now, and now it's like at 4:30. So now I'm working out at 4:30. But if I don't get it done now, it's not going to happen. Everything is going to start, you know, the men snowballs. In this house are going to start waking up, and the things are going to start getting thrown at me. And I love seeing your videos on Twitter. You guys, if you're on Twitter, her videos are awesome just because the kids are there. Sometimes it's one, sometimes it's three, but they are there, and they have those boundaries that I talk about. You know, they get into stuff, but I think that you've properly set those boundaries. Like, hey, if you're going to be here, you got to be doing something, or you got to go over there. Like, you can't be kind of in this stage.
Yeah, it varies with each stage. Like, all of the girls have been in the gym since they were days old, to be perfectly honest. So in that like little stage, it's easier. They're in like a baby swing or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then as they get older, we have specific, I used to have like a bucket of toys that was only for the gym, mm-hmm. so that they'd see more exciting. They weren't able to see them all the time. And then they want to start joining, right? So then you have to set safety protocols that way. Mm-hmm. So it's really just about kind of changing with the stage that they're in, mm-hmm. and doing the best you can that way. But yeah, they now, like, they are 2, 5, and 7. Okay. And they're in and out. They're doing their own thing. They're joining in. Sometimes they do a go noodle. Sometimes they are playing tea party. Sometimes the baby's just swinging aimlessly on the straps and yelling at everyone. So we make it work. But it's so ingrained in them now that on my rest days, they'll wake up and start to carry their breakfast down to the gym. And I'm like, oh, well, right then, I guess we're not going. Stretch. Like, they're just so used to that's what we do, because it became a house rule that I'm not leaving the house until this gets done. So
I love that. So how do you think that ingraining that in them, because, you know, even though I do work out earlier, like before my boys wake up, and they're like 8 and a half now. Can you believe that?
That's right.
Yeah. They'll be 9 in March, but.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they still understand. Like, every so often somebody will wake up early, crack of dawn, don't know why, but they know that if that light is on in there, because they can see the glow from the TV, that, you know, you either come in here and you can participate safely, you can have a seat on the couch,
sit quietly,
or you can go back to bed, or you can find your dad. That's all. It's always an option to go find your father. I know, right?
But it's true. Like,
no one ever takes that option though.
I know, you just set the precedent, right? Like, I would love to work out before they get up, but my girls have always been like 5:10 a.m. risers, and I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to do my workout after a sleepless night. Like, it's just not going to occur. So that's how they started joining me in the gym, was like, this is what we've got. If I wait for a time to work out in which they're not there, it will never happen. And during nap times, I have other things that need to get done business-wise. Mm-hmm. So that's not an option. Whereas working out with kids, I found I could do. And then the more you show up, the more they get used to it, and the rules just kind of flow in, and you just do.
So then how do you think they have learned about being healthy and setting a routine? Like, what do you think they've learned being so young, even though they're, you said 2, 5, and 7. What do you think, at least the 5 and 7 year old, or even the 7 year old, what do you think they've learned from watching you?
So I love it. I love this question. And I love this as a whole, because my older two, even the baby two, but the older two truly believe that fitness is fun. So when I go to the gym, we don't talk about weight loss, and we don't talk about working out to be smaller or look a certain way or to yada, yada, yada.
Right.
We always talk about how we work out, and we do this every day. One, because goals are fun. It's more fun to achieve something when you have worked for it, but also because being strong makes life fun. So if I'm strong, then I can play with you on the monkey bars and I can carry you. And it's really cool to race someone and win. So we talk a lot. So we talk a lot about kind of what fitness does for our lives outside of the gym, and that's why we show up. Now, I've been perfectly honest with them from the start that I also work out because I am naturally just a very overwhelmed rage case, and it just helps me manage things a little bit better. But like, they love working out now. They think it's so cool to be able to do flips on the monkey bars and have monkey bar races.
It is fun though.
It is, right?
It is fun.
And so they've kind of grown up thinking that working out isn't a punishment. It's this thing that you can do that's really, really fun because it's cool. And they talk about their muscles and they flex their muscles. Like my kindergartner, when she was in, my oldest, when she was in kindergarten, her teacher came over and was like, so she just came up to me and was like, look at these quads. These quads are strong.
I love her so much.
This is probably the best moment of my entire life, to be honest. Right? And then this year, my middle came up and I was working out in the gym and she comes running up and she's like, Mom, look, my bumps came. My bumps.
Yes.
And so we've made being strong and muscles and those things really, really fun in the house. So if I could give every girl that lesson at an early age, I would, because I have three girls and eventually body issues and self-confidence is going to come into play and all the craziness that comes with traditional society. So if I can just have them fall in love with any possible activity that they want to do, then it's a win to me.
And I love that, because you have all girls and I, you know, kind of the crop of girls that are kind of coming up, they have more moms that are lifting. Because I remember when I was a kid, and maybe even when you were younger, it was cardio, aerobics, cardio. Don't you lift weights. You're going to look like a man. And that was even in high school.
Yep.
Someone told me that you're going to look like a linebacker if you keep lifting. Well, my gym teacher was like the head football coach. So that's what we did. And that is when I fell in love with lifting. It was like, oh, I can do this. I can lift as heavy as the boys.
That's awesome. So I was the opposite. I dropped out of gym midway through grade 9. Like I hated all.
You could drop out of gym?
When you stop going, yes.
Oh, okay, well, yes.
I showed enough to get a passing grade, but like I hated gym. I hated all physical fitness. I was a heavy smoker by the time I was like 14, 15.
Okay.
And so for me, like gym time, being strong wasn't even on the radar of life, to be perfectly honest. But I do remember at one point in time trying to lift weights at home. And I was really, really thin. Like I was always super, super tiny. And my doctor telling me not to, because I was already too small and it wouldn't work. I'd get hurt. And I was like, now I'm like, well, that was great advice there.
Shame.
Yeah. So, but it's awesome now that lifting has become a little bit more mainstream. It's awesome to see. I love it.
And I love it because I have boys and they see me lift and they see those 30-pound dumbbells. By the way, I need to get more. Note to self, I need to get bigger dumbbells. I keep saying that, but they haven't gone down in price.
They are alarmingly expensive post-COVID. Like
it's
been
expensive
insane.
All through. And I'm trying to figure out like all those people who bought those weights when they were in quarantine and are not using them. Can I just have them?
Right.
I just want them.
You've seen my gym setup. I have all the
toys. You have all
the things. Yeah, it was about, I think, like 14 years ago now. But if you can believe it, those dumbbells and the weight plates came at $1 a pound.
Stop.
Yeah.
When? Back then?
Yeah, like 2012.
But now it's
insane
ridiculous.
Now. To have my gym setup now would be like $8,000.
I'm like, I just want a pair
it's
of 40s.
Nuts.
Is that too much to ask? Is to
clearly
add
it
on?
Is. It's going to be $280. Like, that's too
much. I can't find them. But having boys and being able to show them that girls do lift and girls can be strong, I think is going to give them that different perspective that I think men and boys, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, just didn't have. Because it's like, no, that's not a bad thing. My mom lifts weights every day. And they say that all the time. Mom, you got to keep lifting because we're getting heavier. And they still want to get picked up. They're 60 pounds a piece and they want to get picked up. And they want me to squat down and, you know, piggyback rides and all that. And it's like, well, I got to keep squatting and I got to keep lifting and I got to keep doing this. But another thing, as far as moms are concerned, is like, because they play baseball and basketball and I'm like, I need to be able to do the things. I need to be able to field these ground balls. I need to be able to, you know, run out in the middle of center field and catch something or, you know, go get it and play good defense in basketball, because I don't want to be the mom on the sideline. That's
you
like,
you don't
want
to sit out and miss out.
No, because
right?
It's fun.
Like same thing. I want to be able to, my girls are in karate and baseball.
Okay.
And it's the same thing. I want to be able to swing bats and field grounders and spar with them and do all the fun things that come with just joining them and things that they're passionate about. Like, I don't want to just watch them.
And not let them win. We're not letting them win.
No, right? I know. You know what? We, my oldest and I have monkey bar races, and she's getting pretty close, to be perfectly honest. Like,
don't let her win.
I'm up my game here.
Don't let her win, because you'll never hear the end of it. If you let her win, she's going to be like, Mom, I beat
Remember
you
that
in
07. But all those things are like the biggest motivation ever. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be able to do all those things as long as I can and without pain. So if that's not the base of all of it, like.
And without embarrassing myself. Like, I don't want to get dusted.
That would help.
Kids,
I mean, let's be honest. I do typically embarrass myself frequently.
But they're not going to embarrass you. You can embarrass yourself, but they won't do
it. True.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more about your journey. You talked about kind of being a heavy smoker early and, you know, dropping out of gym. So tell me how this journey happened from heavy smoker in high school to, you know, fitness pro.
Yeah, it's honestly, I wish I could say that there was like one big moment where I was like, I'm a turn my life around, but it did not happen at all like that. So I was a really big smoker. I was a really heavy drinker too. And I was a restaurant manager by the time I was 20-ish.
Okay.
So that was fine. So I couldn't cook. Like, I lived off pizza pockets and whatever food the boys in the kitchen gave me. That was kind of the extent of it. And then one year I literally just, my goal was to be healthier, which now is like the worst goal of life. Like, what does that mean to you? And so I was reading Tosca Reno's, like, the very first Eat Clean diet book. I don't know if you remember those. They were like super popular. And so I started to eat yogurt. That was like my big healthy swap, was I started to eat yogurt. Now, not my own yogurt, the store bought, like, in-store ones with 56 grams of sugar in them. That was my healthy swap. Yeah.
Nothing to see here. It'll be just fine.
Slightly depressing. I joined a gym. I walked on a treadmill. That was cool. And then I started reading Oxygen Magazine. So if you haven't ever heard of Oxygen Magazine, it's a workout magazine, and it has a lot of lifting workouts in it. So I'll give it to them that they used to have a lot of strength training workouts. I haven't seen the magazine lately, anyone, so don't judge me on this. But so I would take my magazine and I started following it in the gym. I probably looked ridiculous trying to do these things I had never done. And again, still smoking, for the record. So there's a lot of like gasping.
It's balance. It's balance. Yeah.
It was a running joke that if I was ever being attacked, I'd stand a better chance standing to fight because I couldn't run down the block without like gasping, which is terrible. And so it just slowly started to shift. I started realizing that I kind of like that workout sore feeling. And I started noticing just like little energy changes and those things. And so I realized that with that, I didn't really want to be a restaurant manager. And I kid you not, I wrote an email to the general manager of a gym saying, fix my life. Like, yeah, most random email I've ever written. I was like, listen, I started working out. I really like it. I don't want to do this long term. I need you to fix my life. And he did.
Okay.
He hired me and he put me in a gym setting. And then every year I just kind of learned a little bit more. So every year there's been small swaps. I'm now dairy-free and gluten-free. I've worked for multiple gyms. I started my own training business in 2011 or 12, in and around there. So I've been training and coaching since then. I used to coach figure competitors. I did that for 4 years, which is funny now, because I just know I would never, ever go back to coaching that. It was like the most intense thing of life.
I've seen what they eat and I'm out. I'm completely out. Once I started seeing like the plain chicken and the, no, ma'am.
There's wiggle room there for me. It's just the intensity of being so on point. Mm-hmm. Like, show day is show day. It's a big freaking thing. You can't screw it up, right? Yeah. You're walking on stage in very little clothes. So, but I did that for about 4 years and then I just kept going on my own journey. I got really, really into lifting when I was pregnant with my first. And I just also decided when I was pregnant that I was going to learn to run. I was pretty mad being pregnant because I couldn't lift all the things that I wanted to. And so I set all these goals while I was pregnant. And I was like, I could do them all. And so I learned to run. I know, right? I learned to run and it just kind of spiraled from there. So fast forward now, it's been like, what, 12, 13 years that I've been certified. I'm still coaching. I now have a fitness and food blog. And honestly, fitness is just part of my day.
I love that. So with three kids, I want you to tell me kind of how you make this work for you. Because really the point is that if you have something that you want to do and that you have these goals to do, it can be done whether or not you have kids. And, you know, our kids are more so our reason as opposed to our excuse and all those other cliche type things. But when the rubber meets the road, then it's like, how do I get this done? How do I even get started? Like, how do I guess there's a lot of moms that just don't know even where if it can be done. And so that's why I bring other moms on and I just to show that what's possible. But what does your day look like? Just pick a day, any day.
Yeah. So we, for the most part, we got up at like 5:10 in the morning. My kids have always gotten up.
That's a very precise time. 5:10.
I know. And I don't know why. And like, it'll vary by a couple of minutes, but for the most part, that's like the solid wake up time in the house. Now my older two do sleep a little later now. I can get like 6:15 out of them. Okay. But the baby's still 5 a.m. So I've always just rolled with that. I can't go back to sleep once like I wake up at that time. It just doesn't work for me. So we always just roll with that. So the thing is, when you are a mom, you have to focus on a couple of things. And one is getting rid of the idea that your workouts need to be structured or a certain length. Okay. So my biggest goal when my kids were really little, and it's obviously a little bit harder because it's chaos, is to show up. Okay. That may mean showing up for a 10-minute workout. That may mean 2 5-minute workouts. That may mean a 30-minute workout. But my goal was to show up somehow, whether I was tired or hungry or angry or mad or energized or sleep deprived, it was to show up. I personally prefer working out in the mornings just because my to-do list gets really overwhelming by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I know my workout will be pushed to the side of work things. Whereas in the morning is workout time. So we get up at 5. I have my coffee for 20 minutes, my hot coffee, and everyone knows not to bug me for those 20 minutes. They will sit beside me. They will play and putter around, but I'm going to have my hot coffee for 20 minutes. We are normally in the gym by 6:05-ish. I now try and prep their breakfast the night before. And then for the first couple of sets, they have their breakfast on a gym mat. And the reason I do this is because I'm a heavy lifter. So on my heaviest lift, they can't be under me.
Right.
Is the rule. If the barbell's moving, they can't be on the rubber mats. So if they have their breakfast, that gets me through my first set, and then they just start playing. Workouts range from 20 to 40 minutes, depending on the day. We go upstairs, we start packing lunches for school and getting daycare bags ready. Everybody goes and gets dressed. We get ready to leave because then we bike or walk to school and do that. My two oldest are in school. My youngest in daycare just 2 or 3 days a week. So I do have those like 5-hour chunks to work now, but that was just this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. And then after work is just pick up and kids activities and dinner and baths and all the insanity until somehow 8:30 happens and I crash on the couch. But so I think with new moms, the biggest thing, or moms in general, the biggest thing to remember is that A, you are in charge of your time in a lot of ways. It may not seem like it. And yes, it does suck to wake up early sometimes. I'm sorry, bearer of bad news. If you have kids that don't get up until 6:10, get up at 5:15. Again, yes, it sucks. Sometimes we have to make sacrifices because we still have to do the things. So this week, it's summer vacation here. This week, I've gotten up at 4:50 every morning this week because I have work to do, but all of my kids are home for the summer. So it is what it is. Do I want to get up at 4:50? No. Does the work still have to be done? Kind of. So treat your workouts the same way. Okay. So sometimes you do just have to show up, but get out of the mindset that it has to be a specific duration or very, very structured. Okay. Working out at home has literally saved my life. I would not be able to travel to a gym. Finding the time to leave the house 3 to 4 times a week would never happen, especially in Canadian winters. Like it just, I won't do it. 100% lazy and honest on that. It wouldn't happen. So figure out a way to work out at home is my biggest suggestion for moms. Mm-hmm. there are a million workouts. I offer workouts. YouTube offers a zillion. So there's a lot of places to start. Reach out if you don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. But 5-minute workouts when you are just starting are huge. If you can do 2 5-minute workouts a day, that's still a win. You still showed up. You still moved. You still started to create a habit. Okay, yeah. So don't think that starting has to be this like big overhaul of your entire life.
Right.
Okay. You just got to show up.
Yeah. And I don't leave the house to work out in Florida winters. So I wouldn't even think to leak connect. Is that snow? No, absolutely not. It's an absolutely not. Yeah.
The sky is dark and like the thought of like scraping off vehicles to go work out for 60 minutes. Not to mention like the child thing of like leaving someone at home to put 3 to bed 3 times a week would just be cruel, to be honest, like at this stage. So like it wouldn't happen. And I'm super honest about that. It's why I work out at home. And don't think you need a fancy setup. I know I have one. I'm super spoiled. But you don't need to deadlift your body weight with a barbell to see results. Okay, a lot can be done with resistance bands, your body, or one dumbbell. A lot. So if you're struggling on where to start, scale back your mind.
Right.
Take it
lower
super
your
slow.
Expectations.
Yeah. You can always build up. That's fine. But you feel like crap when you don't meet your own expectations. Mm-hmm. So set lower expectations. Nail it. Feel good and see what you can improve.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still working out in a room with a pullout couch. So, I mean,
when we gutted a whole floor of the house to put the gym in, all my equipment came before the basement was finished. So like, think like drywall's ripped down, we're concrete floors. There's like construction tools everywhere. And I have a picture of me with this like picnic blanket and my barbell set up in the middle of the cement floor and all the tools doing my workout. And I was like, well, like you can
this
make
is
it.
Where we are. I mean,
you can make it work. You can always, always make it work. It just, you have to want to do it and you have to show up. And I'm really sorry, but motivation isn't what's going to get you there.
No.
So motivation lasts for like a day. I promise you, I'm motivated out of the like 365 days a year. I'm probably motivated like 40, maybe. The rest of the days
I don't
you
even
just
know
do.
How many of those days I'm motivated because it's so early. I'm not, my eyes are not even for real open until like
4:30. You just show up because you're dedicated. So find time pockets in your day and start with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you about, we're just going to shift to nutrition because I know you do food stuff and I love the stuff that you do because it's easy and it's stuff that I would already find in my pantry, or it's not like, it's not stuff that I would go buy and then never use again. So with you being a former restaurant manager who only ate pizza pockets, like did you Google it? Did you YouTube it? Like how did you kind of shift? Was it out of necessity?
It was out of necessity. So my now husband, when we had been dating for about 4 years, and he would cook dinners. Like that was his thing. Like I'd be making pizza pockets and some sidekicks or craft dinner. He's like, and so
material right there.
I know, right? He left to work out west, which is a couple provinces away, for 4 months. And I was like, what the hell am I gonna eat?
Gonna starve.
So a lot of it started there. I learned, it sounds terrible, but I learned how to cook meat. Like cooking chicken or things like that. So I learned a bit there. And then just on my health journey, you'd notice things in the the diet books as to like what kind of snacks they were eating. Mm-hmm. And so for a while I did buy a lot of those things because I was still super overwhelmed. But gradually I started to make my own and just play around in the kitchen. And I had a lot of staples. The food blogging thing came around after I literally turned into the biggest hippie. And I was making like all of our own products. Like I'm talking like all of our shampoo and lotions and baby wipes and we cloth diapered and bum cream and lip gloss. And so I started making a lot of our own food too. Just, I was really bored while pregnant also. And so I'm like, I'd scaled back training quite a bit. And so there was a lot of time. I like completely renovated our kitchen. I know. It was because I was like, I'm going to scale back training. I'm going to try and enjoy pregnancy. But then I went crazy.
So I'll just renovate.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I redid all the like cabinet doors. Like I ripped them all down, the cupboard doors, and sanded them, got them painted. Oh, it was hilarious. My husband's like, for the love of God.
Would you go sit down?
But so I started cooking a lot more and started experimenting. And then I started the blog in 2016, okay. Which was originally like a natural mama blog. And then realized that, well, I love those things. That's just not me. I'm a fitness junkie. I still love training and working out. And so it is kind of gradually transitioned into more supporting fitness goals and the things that I do still on a regular basis. So it's just been a lot of trial and error. It's, as you mentioned, a lot of the recipes are easy. That's because they have to be, because with three kids, you can't spend 6 hours in the kitchen.
No.
That and no. I'm lazy, like full on. I'll fully admit that I am a lazy foodie. I love food and I love having it, but I'm not going to take the time to prepare anything elaborate.
No.
It just doesn't happen. No, the majority of my recipes are high protein because, again, working out.
Meat.
Yeah. And well, or I personally like to have a little bit. I'm a snacker.
Yes.
And I've always been a snacker, which is fine. Not my best advice for people, but it can work for you so long as your snacks are half decent. So I've learned to turn protein powder into fun things like brownies and donuts and caramel smoothies and things like that. And it's just a big, fun trial and error thing. All the recipes are dairy-free and gluten-free because that happened a few years ago. So there's that, but they're just basic recipes to help mom stay full because the crackers that you're grabbing out the door don't actually help.
They help nobody.
No. And I've been there. I've been like, I have totally been the person who is like looking in the fridge and shoving like cereal in their face or grabbing like whatever was left over on the kid's plate that they probably dropped and I picked up and put back on the plate. I'm still eating. So like I've been there and I get it. So I think that if you have better options in the fridge, then you can shove those in your face instead.
See, I've gotten into the food lazy. And I'm not going to say thank goodness for the pandemic, but my love for grocery delivery was born out of that necessity. And I was like, go in the store for what?
Yep.
But I did learn that I make better choices when I'm shopping online as opposed to in the store where all the marketing is.
You're not bombarded.
Right? I'm not bombarded by the end caps. It's not like, ooh, there's some new pretzel and the honey mustard and onion ones are really good. Right? Not that I know that by experience because I bought
but
a bag,
it's but. True because when you're ordering it online, you just have your list and you're clicking what you need off of your list. There's
and usually it's the fresh stuff that I'm missing. You know, it's like I need more lettuce, I need more broccoli, I need more cauliflower, you know, I need more fruit where the fruit bowl is empty, need more fruit.
Yeah.
And I can order it that way. And I've gotten the kids to like write down what they need on the whiteboard. When it runs out, you got to write it on there because otherwise
or it's not getting purchased.
It's not getting ordered because I don't know that you need it. But not only that, but have do your stores have the diced onions and stuff already done in the
produce? We have like diced garlic and ginger and stuff. I'm not sure about onions though.
But yeah, that would be
nice game changer.
There's a whole section in the produce, you know, where the bag salad is.
Yeah.
At least in our grocery stores, where you can get like diced tomatoes, you can get the tri pepper mix, you can get diced red onions, diced white onions, diced yellow onions.
See, and I was like, super helpful to keep it simple because then you just throw all that stuff in something and you're done.
Well, but then I'm not wasting, right? Yeah. I'm not really wasting half an onion because I might not use that onion tomorrow, but now it's open. So yeah, that's been my game changer.
I love it. Nice hack.
Yep. Listen. My mom was like, that's kind of lazy. I was like, listen.
Nope. Don't care.
You call me what you want.
Yep. Nope.
But if someone else is willing to chop these onions for me, God bless them. I'm going to let them
I'm going to take them up on that.
And I'm going to pay a little extra for it because I pay for convenience.
Yep.
Thank you very much. But, you know, but some stuff I will, you know, I'll do myself. I've made a couple of salad dressings. I do some of that stuff. But lately I've been on the meal prep, like the HelloFresh things.
Nice.
Because then I don't even have to plan my meals.
We do a lot. I'm a snack prepper because the kids go through so many snacks. Like I find dinners honestly really easy.
Really?
Mainly because I, I find those just a little bit easier. We eat really simple things for dinner, so it's just not hard. Whereas snacks, trying to like find something to give them every 40 minutes when they're home. It's not that I'm against store-bought things. It just gets really expensive to get like dairy-free, gluten-free bars are like $11 a box for 5. And I'm like, that's great. That's one day. Cool.
It's not a whole day.
Out of the 9 snacks. So like I tend to make a lot of our snacks. And because I find it just easier to have something to grab and go and be done with it. Breakfast is really simple. In our house, we have like 6 breakfasts that we rotate through, and that works. My oldest started making her own breakfast. Like she'll cook omelets, which is really cute.
I love that.
Yogurt parfaits or like things like that. It's amazing. So breakfast I find super simple, but I do a lot of snack prep.
Nice. Yeah. My kids make their own. They've been making their own breakfast for like a year and a half. I was like, I can't.
Right?
It's awesome. I shall not. You can make these eggs, this oatmeal, grab a fruit, grab some water.
It's amazing. And it's nice when they're actually making something versus like just grabbing cereal or whatever.
That happens sometimes too.
That's our Saturday morning thing when I sleep in, but the baby actually wakes me up and I'm still awake with everyone.
Still at 5:10 though, right? Still at 5:10.
Roughly, yeah. She's getting slightly later. Like this past couple of weeks has been good, but none of my girls have been late sleepers.
Mm-mm, I don't have those either.
Ever.
So at the end of every podcast, I like to finish with like some action. Like I always like people to come away with something to take from it that they can do. So for a mom that is like, I got these kids and I want to get started, whether it's writing a blog or even starting to work out, like, what is the first thing you would tell them besides lower your expectations?
To take a breath, first of all, because you're probably feeling super overwhelmed. So that's a big one. So change your mind on that. And to focus on the one thing you can do that involves showing up, whether that's writing the intro paragraph of a blog, whether that's scheduling a 5-minute workout, like go find 5-minute workouts. I have a whole section of them on my website, just throwing that out there. Go find 5-minute workouts that you're going to do for the next 3 days. Like go make the plan so that you have something to follow. Because otherwise, without the plan, you're just flailing around and you're guessing and you're feeling more overwhelmed. So take a breath, figure out what's one step off the plan you can do, and then do it.
And then just keep doing it.
You just keep showing up.
And then you find friends that are just as crazy as you.
It does work. It does work. The kid thing's hilarious. Our best friends are our neighbors, and they have 3 girls as well. So when in the backyard, there's 6 girls running around, and the decibel level is alarming.
I was going to say, that sounds loud. That sounds loud. Like the shrills and the shrieks.
Yeah. It's very loud. 3 girls.
Whew. Can't imagine.
We're a busy house.
So one of my sons just got a whistle from somewhere. I can't even remember where.
Why would someone give that to the kid? No.
I was like, not in the car, not in the house. Well, I'm going to go outside, Mom. Okay, yeah, you do it.
You can whistle into your pillow. That's where you can whistle.
Sometimes he yells into his pillow, but and he thought of that himself. And I was like, you know what? I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You needed to yell. And
sometimes you got to get it out. Yeah.
We didn't want to hear it. So you yelled into a pillow. I applaud you.
Beauty.
I love it. So tell the world where they can find you. Website, social, all the things.
So I am at fitasmamabear.com, and on the website there, you are going to find workouts and fitness tips and healthy recipes for busy moms. And then across all social media, you will find me at fitasamamabear. Twitter's probably where I post the most and where a lot of people comment on my Twitter, just because normally the kids are bouncing around and doing everything possible.
They're so fun. Really. The kids are so fun. They're like the stars of the show. That, and you can do rope climbs.
I do love rope climbs. I've been doing rope climbs a long time. I lost them while I was pregnant, but got them back this year, and I'm really, really happy of them. Yeah. I know. That. Everybody goes crazy over the rope climbs.
Because nobody can do them but you.
I feel other people can do them.
I mean, but they don't post them on Twitter.
Fair. But yeah, so Twitter would probably be the biggest thing that people love to watch. You will see a lot of kid chaos and me just showing up in spite of said chaos. There's a dog that makes an appearance sometimes.
I was going to say, I haven't seen the dog in a while.
You know what? She follows the baby. So normally she's laying down beside the baby or she's watching the baby.
She's the watching baby and the her baby. Are best that.
Friends. Like they are the, like she's the kid that shares her ice cream and her food with the dog.
Who's watching the baby? The dog.
The dog.
It's fine.
Nope. They're besties.
I love that. That is so fun. Well, I'm going to go follow you on the other things too, just in case you post something over there. Cause I think I'm only following you on Twitter.
Yeah, no, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. Huh. You Pinterest. Name it, Pinterest, all my recipes and actually my workouts are on Pinterest too. So go give that a follow because you can get everything really, really easily and saved.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm gonna have to do the things.
Well, thank you
for joining me. I'm so glad we were able to make this happen quickly, right? Because to be fair, this is going to be like a behind the scenes. We pushed back the time originally.
I know. Because I was going to take them to this like, really fun play thing.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I woke up this morning and I was like, well, I want to take them and then be rushed. Like, that's not fun because we don't have the baby so we can actually not be rushed for the day.
Right.
She's at daycare. So I was like, I don't want to take them just to be super rushed. And I was like, we'll do that tomorrow, but we'll go to the park. But then we got home from the park early. And I was like, oh my God. What is happening?
But I was sitting on the couch watching some documentary and then I was doing my newsletter. I was prepping my newsletter to schedule it for Friday, you know, because I had extra time. And I got your message. It's like, we can do it now. We sure can. Let me figure it out. That way
it wouldn't make you stressed for your appointment too. I was like, I'll just message her and see if she wants to do it.
Absolutely. Oh. Let me set up this kitchen studio.
Right. Too many seconds.
And we'll get this done.
Well, thank you for the crazy, adapting to my crazy, but also for having me on.
I appreciate you coming on. So check her out. I'll have all of her information in the show notes, you guys. Check her out. Follow her on all the things because there's the baby and then there's the kids and then the dog sometimes shows up and she does rope pulls and I don't do those. So if you're coming to see rope pulls,
my party
go
tricks.
See her, not me. All right. I will talk to you guys later. Thank you so much for listening to You Are Worth the Work. If you enjoy this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, review, share, tell your friends, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.